Thank you for coming to Yamaha's analyst and investor briefing out of your busy schedules today. I would like to start the briefing on second quarter. First is the overview of the performance to show how we recognize the external environment. First of all, there is an ongoing global economic downturn, except in China. There is a continuing weakness in personal consumption, especially in the U.S., Europe, and Japan. On the other hand, B2B business is improving after a round of inventory adjustments at finished products manufacturers. For us, this has implications in automotive, digital camera, and mobile phone-related businesses. As for the foreign exchange, yen continued to be strong. The Australian dollar is also strengthening. Next is the situation for the second quarter. Sales were lower than initial projections made on April 30th at the time of the account settlement for the previous fiscal year, but income was higher. Sales and income were both down year-on-year. Net sales were 3.1 billion yen, or 2.9% lower than initial projections. However, if we discount the impact of exchange rates, which added 2.9 billion yen positively, it was 5.6% lower than initial projections. On the year-on-year basis, the exchange rate impact was quite big at 10.7 billion yen, and discounting that, actual sales fell by 9.1%. Operating income was 1.9 billion yen higher than initial projections. However, discounting the positive impact of exchange rates, which amounted to 2.3 billion yen, actual operating income was 400 million yen lower than projected. The main reason for this was reduced sales. Let me touch upon the first half results, which combines both first and second quarters. Sales and income fell year-on-year, and net loss of 800 million yen was incurred. Discounting the impact of exchange rates, the actual net sales decreased by 11% compared to the same period of the previous year. The operating income was down 69%, or 9.2 billion yen year-on-year, due to factors including lower sales and favorable exchange rates, as well as investment losses on retirement benefit obligations. That is the brief overview of the performance. The figures are as I have previously mentioned. Net sales were 204.3 billion yen, operating income 4.1 billion yen, ordinary income 2.8 billion yen, and 800 million yen in net losses. This slide shows the bar graph for net sales and operating income segment by segment. The graph you see in the middle indicates the actual performance. To your left is the previous year's performance, and on your right are the initial projections. Written in the red in the middle is the difference. As you can see in the net sales, all segments went below last year's figures. In the operating income, we have seen big decrease in the musical instruments year-on-year. On this slide, you see the operating income analysis for the 6 months in the first half versus same period of the previous year, as well as versus initial projections. The analysis shows how it evolved from 13.3 billion yen to 4.1 billion yen by making a comparison with the previous year. There was an impact of exchange rates by 8.8 billion yen, which was quite big. In addition, there was a negative impact of 1.7 billion yen from retirement benefit obligations. On the other hand, we have conducted cost cuts which amounted to 10.5 billion yen. Material cost reduction was also implemented to a certain extent. There was a positive impact from the price increase we have conducted last year in some of our products. Finally, effect of the restructuring we conducted in the previous fiscal year is now bearing fruit. These were positive factors, but since the sales drastically decreased and the production fell along with it, giving a negative impact of 17.1 billion yen. As a result, the operating income had dropped to 4.1 billion yen. Comparison to the initial projection is somewhat simpler. The amount of reduction derived from the reduction in SG&A expenses and material costs were offset by the reduced sales and production, and only positive element that remained was a gain from favorable exchange rates. Next is business environment in the second half and full year performance forecast. First is the business environment in the second half. There is a delay in market recovery, and the prospect for year-end sales is that it is likely to be lower than initially expected. The company believes that the personal consumption slump, especially in the developed countries, will linger. Demand for the commercial audio equipment is expected to hover low and will not recover for some time. The uncertainty over this demand will continue. B2B orders are likely to maintain the slight recovery trends. As for the exchange rates, the company believes that the yen will continue to be strong. In regards to the full-year performance forecast, it is difficult to clearly foresee what's going to happen. Because of this, the company has decided to keep the initial projections made on April 30th unchanged. It goes without saying that the priority for the company in the second half is to improve the top line. The company will focus on the sales activities to be conducted towards the year-end peak demand season. On the other hand, we will continue to take measures to improve performance. There are ongoing efforts to reduce expenses and costs. The company will thoroughly review the capital expenditure as well as R&D expenses and make careful selections. Because the company wants to avoid accumulation of inventory, we will conduct reduced production. On the sales side, inventory sell-off will be implemented. These initiatives will lead to thorough inventory control. As we have already announced, Japanese piano and wind instrument factories are conducting once-a-month production halts in the period between September to March. Further production halts are planned according to necessity. This slide shows the forecast for the full-year performance. As I have mentioned earlier, the company expects the sales to be 439 billion yen, operating income 6 billion yen, and net income plus 0 yen. Full-year forecast remains unchanged from initial projections. This slide shows forecasts of net sales and operating income by segment. The forecast remains unchanged from the initial projections. From here, I will explain the situations by segments. First is musical instrument situation in the first half. The results for both sales and income declined year-on-year and against initial projections. Discounting the impact of exchange rates, actual sales declined by 7% year-on-year. Actual sales were also 7% below initial projections. In North America, the actual sales fell by double digits from the same period of the previous year. In Europe and Japan, actual sales declined by 9% year-on-year, little less than 10%. On the other hand, in China, sales, especially for pianos, continue to grow. Sales of wind instruments and professional audio equipment recorded double-digit declines from the same period of the previous year and hovered low. In spite of the last-minute demand before the price rises, piano sales fell sharply in Europe. Operating income declined year-on-year due to factors including lower sales, unfavorable exchange rates, and investment losses on retirement benefit obligations. Due to reduced sales, the income was lower than initial projections as well. As of the end of September, the inventories were high, especially for wind instruments, which have seen accumulation of inventory. On the right-hand side, you see full-year overview and second-half priorities. It will be a repetition of what I have already mentioned, but the company will aim to increase the sales by responding to the year-end demands. We will steadily launch new products as planned. The company will expand sales in emerging markets, especially in China. In addition, efforts will be made to cut costs, reduce expenses, and adjust inventory levels. This slide shows sales by region in the musical instrument segment in the first half. Because the format is always the same, I think you already have an understanding of how to read this chart. Written in the red in the parentheses represent actual year-on-year change, discounting the impact of exchange rates. The bottom part of the graph indicates first quarter and the top part, the second quarter. The comparison is made on year-on-year basis. In Japan, there is an uncertainty over economic prospects. The power that our products have is weakening. There is a steady and deepening trend of favoring low-priced products. Piano sales almost caught up with the previous year due to the price increases in both grand and upright pianos, which generated last-minute demand before the price rise. However, the unit prices for digital pianos fell and the slump in wind instruments continued. As a result, overall sales saw a year-on-year decrease. The company plans to halt the decline by launching new products and strengthening sales promotion efforts looking ahead to the year-end. As for North America, pianos and other keyboard instruments finally showed signs of bottoming out. However, the wind instrument is facing very severe situation. Inventory reduction at the dealer level has continued, and there was a drastic decline in our wholesale business. Looking at the musical instruments overall, the customer trend towards lower price products continued, which led to decrease in the unit prices and underperformance of high-end products. All of these factors led to going below last year's figures. On the other hand, the company is seeing continuous decline in the investment by corporate customers in the professional audio equipments. There is no sign of recovery at this moment. The company aims to reorganize sales channels, and some of the stores will file for Chapter 11, some discontinuing its business. What this implies is that there will be some vacuum in some of the markets. Because of this, the company will work proactively to reorganize the sales channels. In addition, the company will launch new products to achieve higher sales. According to the results I have obtained this morning for October, for professional audio equipment, the severe situation has continued to this day. In Europe, sales in Germany and the rest of Central Europe exceeded the same period of the previous year. However, in Europe overall, the sales went down due to shrinking of the markets in Southern and Eastern Europe, which have been hit hard by the macro business conditions. Stores are having more difficulty raising finance, and the sales of pianos and professional audio equipment are weak. Looking ahead to the end of the year, the company aims to halt the decline by conducting initiatives including incentive promotions out of the products whose prices have been raised, as well as offering flexible terms of sale. In China, pianos and portable keyboards are selling well. As you can see in the graph, second quarter saw a visible recovery. The sales channels are proactively trying to expand the sales of pianos. The company would like to accelerate the growth in this region by enhancing the offering of new model lineup. For the other regions, there are struggles in some regions in Middle and Near East, as well as Latin and South Americas. However, in regions such as Asia and Oceania, digital pianos, guitars, and drums show strong sales. Russia and India face a bit of a difficult situation, leading them to underperform. Though there are gaps in the performances of countries in this region, the performance overall was robust. There are signs of recovery. Because of this, the company aims to accelerate this region's growth. This slide shows sales by product category, and some of the things overlap with what I have already explained. In the piano market in Japan, the company saw increase in the last-minute demand from the consumers because of the impending price rises. However, on the volume basis, the sales slightly decreased. European sales continue to struggle. Though North American market is also facing difficulty, the sales decline became smaller. China is maintaining double-digit growth. Electone segment whose main market is in Japan is shown in the yellow on the right. Sales in the domestic market struggled and the downturn is exacerbating. In the digital musical instruments, the key point to note is the customer's further interest in low-priced products and the drop in unit prices. Digital piano sales struggled both in Japan and Europe. In Latin and South America's and Middle and Near East markets, its main product portable keyboards struggle in terms of sales. However, overall sales year-on-year went only slightly down. The professional audio equipment on the right continued to be negatively affected by macro business environment. Customer continued to postpone or withhold investment, and the market is hovering low. The growth of mainstay digital mixers is slowing, or rather, going into the negative. In the wind instruments, the company had been taking initiatives to increase sales of mid- to high-end products to individual consumers in the U.S. and Japan. However, this market has seen a drop, and the growth is slowing down. The company's viewing this as a result of consumers' reluctance to buy these products due to negative impact from the macroeconomic situation. In addition, there is no sign of recovery in sales for school rentals in North America. In the string and percussion segments, the company has been implementing growth strategy for guitars, especially for electric acoustic guitars, for a long time. As a result of this, steady improvement in the electric acoustic guitars has occurred in North America. For acoustic guitars, including electric acoustic guitars at the sell-through or retail level, the company has gained position of having a number one share in the U.S. However, electric guitars hovered low. In Europe and Asia, acoustic guitar recorded steady growth, but electric guitar struggled. Acoustic drums didn't do quite well, and electronic drums, which had been continuously growing, saw a drop in demand, especially in North America. Next is AV and IT. Let me give you an overview of the first half. Sales and income declined year on year. Lower expenses and slightly favorable exchange rates resulted in smaller losses than initially projected. Actual sales fell by 7%, discounting the impact of exchange rates. As for the inventory, actual inventory discounting the impact of exchange rates was broadly in line with initial projections. The situation in North America continued to be quite severe. Moving on to the right, and you will see the full year overview. The year-end is the peak demand season for us, and the company will aim to expand AV sales during that time. Efforts will be made to increase the sales of AV receivers, which are the new products for this year, as well as that of front surround system, YSB. Reinforcement of the two-channel hi-fi business will be conducted, especially in Europe. The company will be strengthening and expanding new product categories such as desktop audio systems, which would lead to increase in sales. Next is the electronic device segment, which is essentially semiconductor business. Looking at the first half, sales declined sharply year on year. Even though the company posted operating losses due to the restructuring conducted in the previous term, rate of deterioration slowed compared to the same period of last year. Sales and income were higher than initial projections. Products for mobile phones are still struggling, but digital amplifier sales were up. Since we have been conducting the inventory adjustments efforts since last year, it is now at appropriate levels. In terms of the full year overview, we would increase sales through launch of new digital amplifier and codec products. In addition, efforts will be made to maintain the expand of sales of sound generators and graphic controllers for amusement purposes so we can achieve the initial projections. Next is lifestyle-related products. As you know, the market situation was quite severe. This segment has been negatively affected by the market situation, and sales declined year on year, though income increased. However, through the thorough cost-cutting measures such as in material costs, the company has been able to minimize the decline in operating income. Housing starts is 70% the level it was in the previous year. Our business target in this segment is to reinforce remodeling business. Partly due to the overall business decline, the company has been able to slightly increase the ratio of remodeling business. For the second half of this year, the company will further develop sales channels for remodeling business, as well as to expand sales of remodeling components. Continued efforts will be paid to cut expenses and seeking lower material costs as to lower break-even point so that the company can generate profit in this segment. Next is the other segment. Various businesses are put in here, and you can see the breakdown in the graph below. Sales and income fell year on year. Sales in the recreation sector were lower than the initial projections due to lower number of guests. However, sales of parts, including automobile interior wood components and magnesium molded parts, exceeded the projections because of the recovery in the B2B market. Gulf product sales slightly improved in Japan as well as in South Korea, which is our primary export market. With these factors, though the company had projected operating losses, it had been able to record operating profit for the first half. Looking ahead at the second half, our aim would be to smoothly meet the requirements for the new model in automobile interior parts, which is already ongoing, as well as to lower the break-even point by expense cutting. In the golf business, the company will launch new products to expand sales. We are actually holding product release event for the next year today. By launching new products, the company aims to increase its share and also expand sales. In the recreation business, the key would be to attract more guests as well as to conduct more efficient operation to improve income. Last but not least, another goal is to smoothly withdraw from the production of magnesium molded parts. Moving on to talk about capital expenditures and depreciation, the company is conducting initiatives to thoroughly screen our investments so the investments will be made in places where necessary and urgent. Through these efforts, the amount of capex and depreciation was smaller than initially projected. Looking at the full year, the company expects the amount to be 18.3 billion yen. However, there will be continuous screening process. I have mentioned on this point previously, but the company will basically conduct capital expenditures within the limit set for depreciation. Since there are costs incurred from special factors such as consolidation of Kakegawa piano plant as well as new investments towards the flagship musical instrument store in Ginza, it will be difficult to reduce the amount right away. However, there will be continued scrutiny. As for the R&D, most of the expenses come from new product development. We will continue to make careful investments. Taking a look at the inventories overall, as of the end of September, it was 9.9 billion yen lower than that of the same period of the previous year. Actual inventories were down 3.6 billion yen year-on-year, discounting the impact of newly consolidated subsidiaries and exchange rates, bringing us to the okay level. Towards the end of the fiscal year, the company aims to achieve 72.5 billion yen in inventories. The goal would be to promote liquidation of non-moving inventories through the peak demand period in the year end. This is the balance sheet summary. If you compare between the first half of the previous fiscal year to that of this year, there is a big difference since various initiatives were taken last year. However, if you compare this first half's performance with the figures as of the end of March 2009, you will see that there wasn't much movement. Looking at the end of March 2010, the company doesn't expect much change to occur at this moment. That will be all for my explanation. Thank you very much.